95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Checking in with Andrew Watt, extremely talented man. He's producing Ozzy's new album, just produced a Vedder's album. What's going on? Hey.
Hello.
Andrew.
How you doing?
How the hell are you?
I'm living the dream.
Yeah, you are. You absolutely are. I just saw you on a yacht with Elton John in France a week ago or something.
Oh, no. Yeah, that happened.
Well, you're collaborating, right? You make an appearance on his lockdown sessions?
Yeah. He, as you know, Elton can't ever really sit still. we had done a couple of other recordings together, one for Ozzy's last album, mm-hmm. and then for this Metallica reboot that they were doing with the Black album. And we just had fun working together. So he was coming to L.A. and asked if I wanted to get together. And we wound up making like 6 or 7 songs in a couple of days.
So, that's amazing.
And then it was just so fun because this is a collaborations project for him. So he was able to just be like, all right, who should we put on this song? And we just dream up a cast of characters. And no one really says no to Elton. So
no. How do you say no to Elton? Has anyone said no to Elton ever?
I don't know how to, so I don't know if anyone else would ever.
Music genius, 2021 Grammy winner and producer extraordinaire Andrew Watt is checking in right now. So you produced the latest Eddie Vedder solo song Long Way, which is out now, and you're producing his full-length solo record Earthling that's coming soon. When I listen to Long Way, by the way, Andrew, which I'm going to play here in a minute, I almost hear a new Eddie, and I can really hear the emotion in the song, which is, I mean, it's Eddie in his voice, but it's your production wizardry for sure. I mean, I want to know what the process is in creating that song, and how did you come together so well?
Well, Eddie and I met, I would say, about almost a decade ago, just, you know, through being musicians and stuff. It's no secret, Pearl Jam was my favorite band growing up, and mm-hmm. Ed was my hero. That was the voice that I, listened to on headphones as a kid. Obviously his music was, you know, ingrained in my DNA. And when we got together, kind of just really naturally to do this, we had Chad Smith from the Chili Peppers and Josh Klinghoffer from the Chili Peppers around, who are very close friends of mine and close friends of Ed. And obviously Josh plays with Pearl Jam now. Mm-hmm. Ed had the beginnings of this song, just this amazing chorus and concept and idea. And it was kind of this demo that he had that was on a tenor guitar and kind of brought it to us. And, you know, it was just got bandified. I don't know how to, how to say it other than that.
Bandified. Love it.
We just started playing it kind of in this way. And it was all together, all of us. That's what's so great about music. It's collaborative. It's a fully collaborative art form. And then when you have willing participants that want to be collaborative and want to share and do that, that's, you know, how you get a song like Long.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, so you're in the studio with Eddie, one of the greats, and artist. What's it like in the room? Are you giving him direction? Are you telling him to try this or that, or are you executing his vision, or was it just a full on collaboration, like you said?
I'm following Ed. You know, he has so much to give, and that voice and the emotion that is just ever present. You know, mm-hmm. you can hear recording. We're just following him, but that's why, you know, it's awesome to, you know, be with guys like Chad and Josh while we're all just zeroed in on him and following him and going through. And, you know, and there's parts where he builds with his voice and we build with him. And yeah, it's just so much fun.
So the KLOS audience knows you from, I think mostly at this point, from producing Ozzy's Ordinary Man album. A lot of people may not know that you're also, I mean, obviously you're extremely talented. You're a singer, guitarist, writer. You're a musical Swiss Army knife, and you've worked with tons of superstar artists. Post Malone, who I love, by the way, and he's got a home in Utah. Those are my roots out there.
Yeah, it does.
Camila Cabello, Miley Cyrus, Maroon 5. What about Justin Bieber, though, too? You worked with Justin, too.
Yeah, many times. Yeah, he's a good friend of mine.
Are you gonna continue? You're producing Miley Cyrus's new album.
I just did her last album, Plastic Hearts.
Got it. Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
And you're gonna continue to work with her, yeah?
Yeah. I'm, you know, all of these artists that I've gotten to work with, I'm, you know, always here for and around, and you know, once you kind of make a connection with someone and you make a piece of art, it's always a fun thing to kind of tap back into that. I think she is working on a new album. Justin is working on another record. Post is working on a record. I just saw him a couple nights ago.
I dig Post. I really dig him.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
He's amazing. He's a genreless artist.
Yeah. Yeah. I can appreciate that. I know he does love his rock.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So Andrew Watt is on the phone with me. It's hard to sum up who he is and what he does because, I mean, Andrew, you're everything for everyone, producing, writing, singing, playing. You play live. You're working with Eddie Vedder currently, and I hear you'll be playing with him this weekend at the Ohana Festival, which it kicks off today, right? Have you played with Eddie before live?
We just kind of started jamming and putting some stuff together. Bucket list stuff, you know, get that off. But again, it's just so much fun. Like, we're just, everyone is smiling at all times, and we're just having a blast.
So you're handling guitar duties during Ohana?
I am playing some guitar. That is accurate.
I love it. And well, I know on the recording you're doing bass and guitar. I mean, you do everything. Are you just doing guitar?
Yeah, I'm playing guitar.
Chad Smith, the Peppers, he's on drums.
Chad is on drums and Josh is on guitar. Yes.
Love it. There are still some tickets to this weekend's Ohana Festival. You can get them at ohanafest.com. It's going to be an amazing weekend of music. Pearl Jam, Eddie Vedder solo, Kings of Leon, dozens of other bands. God, Andrew, I can't believe you're 30. When I was 30, I was happy to get a cake. And you do things on a completely different level. I mean, you to celebrate, you had this online all-star jam with guys from Metallica and Peppers and Foos and Janes. So, I mean, how does that work out? Did you call them and say, hey, it's my birthday, we're going to jam?
Pretty much. Yeah, it's more like gear is set up.
Yeah.
The party is for fun. And I always say, you know, it's optional. There's no like, hey, we're going to jam, come over. It's like, just come on over.
If you want.
We're having a party.
Yeah.
Good food, good people, tons of tequila.
Yeah.
and the instruments are there. And it's funny because, you know, you'll see somebody puts a little clip online or something, which we usually hope. Yeah, I think for the next one, we'll probably take the phones if there's going to be a jam. Someone puts a little clip online, you just see the jam. If the camera was the other way, there's literally like 12 people in the living room just hanging out. You know, it looks like this big, it's really, there's...
No, it's all... But it's the creme de la creme.
Yeah, I mean, I used to always hear Prince would do these crazy jams late at night and everything, and no, you know, they're just like folklore stories. and it just seems like it was just about the music to play, you know, nothing else, not... or be seen, just to play. And that's something that I really hold in my heart, you know?
Much respect.
Give me a guitar at any point, I'm ready to go.
I'm there. Next one. Gotta go. One of these.
You're in. Next.
Awesome. I know that you're working on Ozzy's next record, and when he recovers from his surgery, which he will, he's a badass, he's got this. I assume that you're going to finish that up. Who can we expect? You got some surprises. What's going on with that?
There's surprises, but I'm going to leave that for Ozzy because it's fun to surprise everyone. But there's some really cool stuff on this next album.
Can't wait. Ordinary Man was fantastic. You did a great job with Ozzy on that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a dream come true. I mean, I've said that now 3 times on this. It's just like to get to connect with people that, you know, are the reason why you do what you do.
Yeah.
And you get into a room with them, and then they're like, okay, you know, for this next period of time, we're going to be on the same level, and we're going to create together, and I care about your opinion. And it's like, what the hell? You were a poster on my wall. Now you care about what my opinion, you know, it's just... It's really, really amazing.
That's what talent will get you. You're good. I mean, you bring a vibe. You bring a fresh flavor.
Thank you. I'm just happy to be in the room.
What's your favorite Ozzy story?
Oh man. Some of them I don't think are I can tell on the air.
I think you. I got a bleep button right here. It's fine.
Ozzy story. There's too many. Every day is a story, you know.
Oh,
every
I know. Yeah.
I think maybe one great one was when during the pandemic, I went over. We were making this album. Obviously, everyone's staying safe. Went over to his house, and he draws a lot. He's actually a great painter and drawer. I mean, that's not surprising. He's leads
artist. Way. Yeah.
I came over and I came and sat down with him at the table, and he was in the middle of drawing something, and he was using a lot of reds and stuff. So I was just talking to him as he was doing it, and he was drawing like a bunch of circles and stuff like that. And then he goes, okay, come on. I was like, where are we going? And he takes a big sheet of paper and walks outside with it in his Ozzy walk and puts it down in front of a tree. And then he goes, okay, sit right here. And he walks out with 2 BB guns. That's like, Ozzy holding 2 guns, like the way is just, I mean, anyone holding 2 guns, but Ozzy holding 2 BB guns is a scary thing, you know? And the dogs are all in the backyard and everything. And he's like, all right, let's shoot. And I'm like, hold on, we've got to get the dogs. And, you know, me and one of the people that work there getting the dogs, throwing them in the house.
Yeah.
And so he was shooting targets during the pandemic. He did not miss a single target.
Awesome.
You think what you think. He just goes down to do it.
And
boom,
just got boom.
Perfect shot. Every single circle he hit them all.
Of course. Of course he did.
Pretty amazing man.
Yes, he is. He's got this. He's badass. Hey, before I let you go, I hear you'll be doing a solo record soon with lots of special guests. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. Again, the thing I'm going to leave kind of secret and keep the people surprised, but it's a collaborations record. So
you're so secretive. You're so sneaky.
I think it's more fun, like, you know, it's more fun like that. And then if it sucks, which I think it, you know, I think everything sucks, but
which it won't. Well, it sucks, yeah, that's what makes you great.
Then there'll be no anticipation. but yeah, it's a collaboration project, so for, you know, every song will have a different singer or a different mix of people coming together. It kind of started when we did that post Ozzy song, post and Ozzy together, and it was 2 people from 2 worlds that didn't really belong, but it really just worked, and you couldn't really explain why it worked, and I was just like, man, I would love to make an album of stuff like this. And so that's where it was kind of born.
All right, cool. Well, check in when that's released, okay?
I will. Thank you so much for the
awesome.
Time.
Oh, of course. No, thank you for checking in. So Andrew Watt, he's produced Eddie Vedder's Long Way, well, and the whole album. You can see Andrew and Eddie live at the Ohana Music Festival this weekend, Dana Point. Tickets are on sale now, ohanafest.com. Andrew, after all my interviews, I play I play a block of stuff from whoever I'm talking to. So tell me what you want me to play. I'll play whatever you want.
Oh, man, play like Long Way, like 10 times.
You want me to play Long Way on repeat?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the new baby.
All right. I mean, that's... You ask, you get.
Okay, cool.
Andrew, really good talking to you. Come in studio soon, all right? Get in here.
Okay.